John, thanks. As John mentioned, I have the privilege of leading our $25 billion power and water franchise. And what I'd like to do is give you a perspective on updated look at our breadth and diversity of our offering and talk to you about the impact that our increased technology spending over the last 10 years is having on really improving our product competitiveness and launching what I think is the best product lineup and the most exciting NPI stream, new product stream, I've seen in my 18 years with GE. So with that, this is all about winning in the improving energy cycle. So first is stepping off of John's chart earlier on our portfolio evolution. This is for the power and water franchise. If we go back to 2001, we had leadership positions globally in a number of segments. If we step to 2011, we're still global leaders in those segments, combined cycle steam, gas, aeros, et cetera. But we've also added two new segments, gas engines as well as wind. And we rival now anybody in the industry with leadership positions. And if you fast forward to the next decade, we're looking at continuing to invest to keep those leadership positions and build out even new spaces. And Vic will talk a little more about solar today. But our power and water franchise today is responsible for generating 25% of the world's electrical generation today. So that's a big footprint and a big area for us to continue to expand, and we're all about day-to-day execution as we continue to build out new businesses. Now, John talked about global market cycle. And I got a lot of questions at this outside as part of the discussion in the various booths. My message to you is, overall, the global market cycle is improving. And why is that? Primarily around our improved product competitiveness and the improved demand in the world has positioned us for more volume. We step through some of the segments. Gas turbines. In 11, we're going to ship actually more gas turbines than we thought at the beginning of this year. And as we look to 2012, we're looking at more gas turbine shipping in 2012. International growth, you saw some additional announcements today, as well as gas being an attractive alternative for coal, nuclear, as well as the various EPA standards that are coming out. If we step down to renewables, the dynamics as we go into 12 will improve in terms of volume. That's driven by not only the production tax credits in the U.S., but also 50% of our orders this year, approximately, are outside of the U.S. So we have globalized this business, and with the economics of this is the wind business is now more competitive cost of electricity compared to various alternatives. The last of which is in distributed energy. We have the largest franchise today of distributed energy in the world. And I'll talk about some of those offerings today. The businesses are growing double-digit this year. They're positioned to grow double-digit next year. And this is all about providing power where they don't have established grids, where they need emergency power, and also how we're expanding now with Waukesha into pipeline compression. So in the market cycle we're in, how do you continue to win? It's all about having the best product, being in the right places, and having the best cost position, which John talked about. What I want to spend my time on is the best products. And to give you a sense, that investment is 2X in technology spending in the last 5 years, and our sales from new product development is up 2X. As a percent of our sales versus it was 5 years ago. Let's talk about some of those new products that are shaking the industry. The first of which is the Flex Efficiency 50 combined cycle power plant. We had it outside. We announced this in May. This was a result of $500 million investment. What's unique about this? The world has always wanted efficient base load generation. Now, you go back 10 years ago, 70% of the gas turbines in the world ran base load. If you go to today's grid, they run more like 40% base load. Why is that? Intermittent power needs. It cycles much more in these countries. As well as with more renewables penetration, you now need flexibility. What this Flex Efficiency 50 combined cycle plan is all about, 510 megawatts, world-class base load efficiency, 61%. But at the same time, if those customers that need flexibility, it has world-class flexibility. So in this case, zero to full load, 28 million minutes. That's 50% faster than anything in the marketplace. And also, if they want to run it what's called part load, we can now drop the loading to 40% from peak, and that allows them to stay within the emissions parameters, and that's 50% better than anything on the market. Tremendous amount of interest in this. You know, we already announced $300 million of commitments. That was not only in Turkey, but some opportunities in China. And what we're doing also is going to be flowing down this technology to the 60 hertz world, which would be North America, other spots of the world. We are in discussions today, and this is going to continue to build out the franchise here. So 510 megawatts. Outside of the big utility industrial world, there is a huge opportunity in the world for distributed power. Think about 1.4 billion people in the world still don't have access to electricity. This is a huge opportunity as we go forward, 85% of it in rural areas. So what John talked about in building out our global footprint is these are in areas like Indonesia, Africa, China, India. This is a huge opportunity for us. And our franchise amongst aeroderivatives, the Enbacher business, Waukesha, and now our emerging solar business positions us ideally to play in this trend. Let's talk about it. By the way, this space, $30 billion plus. We talk about aeroderivatives. These, as many of you know, are our jet engines packaged in the marketplace. We have over 2,000 units in the world today. What we announced last Wednesday was, again, a result of about 4 years' worth of work. This was a Flex Aero. What's so unique about that? It's now 50 megawatts, not 500 megawatts, like the Flex Efficiency 50. So smaller size, one-tenth the size, but same thing, world-class combined cycle efficiency and also world-class flexibility. In this case, you're talking from startup to full load in 5 minutes, not 28 minutes. And by the way, part loads, same sort of industry benchmarks. And by the way, for needs of emergency power around the world, from when this comes to site to when it comes up full running, you're talking about 70 days, which is 50% faster in terms of installation than any other unit in its class in the marketplace. So ideally suited for emergency power applications as well as additional renewables on the grid. We're seeing a tremendous amount of demand for this, and we start to see our first units of this ship at the backside of 2012. So right product, right time for this space. The other side of the equation on distributed power is our gas engine business. And as I mentioned, we weren't in this business 10 years ago. We entered the left-hand side of this chart with our Yenbacher acquisition. That business has scaled fourfold to over $1 billion now. And by the way, this business 8 years ago was about 10-15% of the engines burn non-natural gases. Now it's 50%. So think about areas of the world that don't have natural gas, but they have biogases. They burn this. And what we just announced about 9 months ago was a bigger unit. These are now going to be 9 megawatts versus 1 to 4 megawatts has been the core offering in this space. And then on the right-hand side, as part of the Dresser acquisition, we now take the same business model of gas engines from power generation to the world of mechanical drive and power compression, pipeline compression. The business has only been with GE 7 months. In the second quarter, it turned in its most profitable quarter in its history. We are seeing strong synergies in talking to the customer base in oil and gas. And we just launched this engine, and I'll be with the distributor set tonight in Milwaukee. And this is 2 points of efficiency in that space, and again, reliability and emissions level. So great platform, we can continue to scale. Now, the other side of this is what you know well, which is strong product positions allow you to continue to scale out a service franchise. So if we think about our service franchise today, gas turbines over 8,000, aeroderivatives now close to 2,500, but wind, 17,000 units in the world now. And now with our gas engine business with Waukesha, close to 34,000 units in the world. We have a huge entitlement going forward to help support our customers and over $40 billion of contractual service backlog. We think about the right-hand side of this is, I think you're familiar with our solutions. The point I'd like to leave you with is, over the last 5 years, we've invested $6 billion across our product and service technology areas to bring about upgrades, additional offerings in our contractual services and life extension. So that, by the way, if you think about it, we want to make sure that those units operate better later in their life, actually better than the day they ship from the factory. Better efficiency, better performance, better life. And by the way, what this translates into is we generate a tremendous amount of value for our customers, and we capture a fair share of that value in terms of GE's earnings growth. And if we think about that over the course of the last 10 years, the service component of our power and water business has scaled from $5 billion to $13 billion. And if you think about it as a mix of our business, it's gone from 26% to almost double 50%. So the service franchise continues to get stronger with the leadership platform, and this continues to sustain double-digit earnings growth as we step forward. So with that, what I'm going to do is turn it over to Vic, and then I'll come back and round it out.